child, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world, and I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends, that you can mend a heart that's frail and torn.
Hope Show listeners. I'm happy that we're all back here together on this beautiful Sunday, or Saturday, excuse me. I hope all of you have had a good week. Today I'm going to be talking about keeping your dreams. Dreams are important to us. To see dreams become a reality, we must first have faith. A dream is a desire that becomes a seed in your soul. What you dream of is what you hope for. Your dream is your hope beyond this present day. We all have dreams, no matter what age. Some of us might want to be a successful businessman, a parent, a police officer, a musician. Some of us may dream of owning our own business, being a banker, a firefighter, a teacher, and the list goes on and on. But somewhere between the womb and the tomb, oftentimes these dreams die. It is my belief that God gives each of us a dream or a vision, perhaps more than one, a deep-down desire to accomplish something of eternal significance. God gives us a vision through that little, still, small voice in our heart, through premonition or even through visual images. A dream is a wonderful thing. It can give you hope for your future and encourage you to try when all odds are against you. It will become a compulsive motivation and have a long-term goal. God gives us a strong desire to bring it to reality, even if you cannot see how you will achieve it. But as I'm sure you all know, there are many people in this world that want to snuff the life out of your dreams. Dreams will always face storms. Think about the song I just played from Yolanda Adams. The name of the song was Never Give Up. It goes like this. Keep the dream alive. Don't let it die. It's something deep inside. Keeps inspiring me to try. Don't stop. Never give up. Don't ever give up on you. Even though Satan or life will try to place stumbling blocks in your way, but you've got to keep the faith. Folks, having faith in your dreams, believing that your dream will come to pass, is the most important, one of the most important things. You have to believe and have faith. I want to share a story out of the Bible with you. It's a story about Joseph and his family. The story begins in Genesis 37 and ends in chapter 50. I will not be reading all of that, though. I'm only going to share the highlights with you. It is about a son with a dream and the tribulations he faces along the way. So here it is, folks. This is a story about a young man named Joseph. His father's name is Jacob, and they lived in Canaan from where his grandfather was from. Joseph was 17, and he had 11 brothers. Only one of them was younger than him. Because Joseph was one of the youngest, his father spent more time with him, and he became very special to his father. So Jacob had a special robe made for Joseph. It was very beautiful and had every color that you could possibly imagine in it. All of Joseph's older brothers saw this, and they got very jealous. They got so jealous, they couldn't even say a kind word to him or even look at him. One day, Joseph had a dream, and he went to go tell his brothers. He said, "Guess what? Last night, I had a strange dream. We were tying up branches of grain out in the field when suddenly my bunch stood up while all of yours gathered around and bowed down to me." The brothers looked at each other in disgust, but Joseph continued. "Then I had another dream that the sun, moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me." "Who do you think you are?" the brothers said. "Do you think that you are better than all of us? Do you think that we would ever bow down to you?" This made the brothers dislike Joseph even more. When he told his father about his dreams, and he said, "Those are strange dreams," but he thought carefully about what Joseph had told him. A few days later, Joseph's father asked him to check on his brothers. They were in the fields quite a distance away, so Joseph went to find them. When the brothers saw Joseph in the distance, they made a plan to kill him. But when Reuben, Joseph's oldest brother, heard this, he said, "Let's not kill him. Just throw him in the well out here in the field." He said this because he was secretly planning to come back and rescue Joseph when the other brothers had left. So when Joseph came to them, they took off his beautiful robe, they ripped it all up, and they threw him into the well. A little while later, a group of people came by that way, and they were wanting to sell some things in Egypt. One of the brothers spoke up, "Why don't we sell to these people? This way we don't have to kill him, we can just sell him." The other brothers liked the idea, so they sold him to the people who were going to Egypt. Unfortunately, Reuben had been working and hadn't seen what had happened. When he returned to the well, he noticed that Joseph was gone. He had been sold to a very important man named Potiphar. The rest of the brothers took Joseph's beautiful robe and dipped it in animal blood and took it back to their father. When the father saw this, he cried, "Some animal must have killed my son." Now Joseph had started out as a slave, but the Lord was with Joseph, and he helped him to do everything right. So Potiphar made him his helper and put him in charge of everything that he owned in Egypt. The problem came when Potiphar's wife lied about Joseph to her husband. So Potiphar had Joseph put into jail. The Lord was still with Joseph in jail, and the warden put Joseph in charge of all of the prisoners. He never worried because the Lord was with Joseph and helped him do everything right. After Joseph had been in jail for some time, a cupbearer and a baker came to him. One night, each of them came to him with a dream. They wanted it to be interpreted. They told their dreams to Joseph, and he told the cupbearer he would be getting out of jail soon. He wanted the cupbearer to tell Pharaoh, another very important man of Egypt, about him and asked if Pharaoh would set Joseph free. Well, when the cupbearer was set free, he forgot all about Joseph. And Joseph stayed in jail another 2 years. Until one day, the Pharaoh had a dream. Joseph was brought to Pharaoh. "Can you understand dreams?" the Pharaoh asked of Joseph. Joseph said, with God's help he could. Joseph explained to Pharaoh through a dream. God was warning him that there would be a 7-year famine where nothing would grow, and there would be no food. Pharaoh believed Joseph, and he put him in charge of all the land of Egypt. People came from all countries to buy grain from Joseph because the whole world was in need of food. Some of these people were Joseph's brothers. It had been over 10 years since Joseph was sold into slavery, and they did not recognize him. The brothers all bowed down to him because he was a very important person. Just as he had dreamed they would all those years ago in the beginning. After a few meetings, Joseph told his brothers who he was. They could barely look at him, let alone speak to him. They were afraid. Then Joseph said, "Come here. I am your brother that you sold into slavery. Do not worry. Do not be angry with yourselves for selling me, because God has put me here to save people from starving." Folks, people with a God-given dream often find themselves bruised and bloody at the bottom of the pit, like Joseph. That seems to be the rule, rather than the exception. As with Joseph, sometimes, in order for our dreams to be fulfilled, some serious changes have to be undergone in our own lives. It isn't the dream that gets tested, it's the dreamer. When God gives us a dream, there is nothing wrong with our dream, but maybe we're not ready yet. Maybe we need a little more work done on us before we're fully ready to receive God's gift to us, our dreams. But our experiences, as painful as they can sometimes be, are never wasted in God's plan for us. Sometimes we have to be molded into the person God wants us to be to see our dream fulfilled. Sometimes we can be arrogant and prideful people. Sometimes we need to lose some bad habits to reach our goals. Sometimes the problem isn't that our dreams are too big, but that they are too small, and we don't have the faith to back it. Sometimes our dreams need resizing. God is with you wherever you are, and He will not waste one single experience in your life. Trust Him and have faith. Believe in your dream, and believe you will achieve it. Sometimes we are what is getting in the way of our dreams. Is there something you have dreamed about and have cast aside? Have you dug a hole and buried your dreams because you feel like you have made too many mistakes, and that with each mistake your dreams get farther and farther away from happening? Sometimes the people around us will tell us that we are not good enough, not smart enough. We don't have what it takes. We're just a foolish dreamer. That something will never happen for us because we are not qualified, or know what we are doing, or we don't have enough education or enough money to get the education. People might tell you that you are doing everything wrong in the way to accomplish your dreams. Some people may not agree with your dreams. Every time someone says something negative about your dream, it just makes you want to quit even more. We take too much stock in what people say. That is Satan working through the people to see that you fail. But let me tell you, people are not being for you cannot stop God. What God puts in your heart and promises you, your secret petitions, He will finish if it's in accordance to His will for your life. Remember that, folks. What God puts in your heart, He promises you He's going to finish that in you. Our dreams do not always get fulfilled right away. It may take years and years to fulfill a dream. Perhaps you feel as if you did not hear that small voice inside of you correctly. Maybe you were really meant to do and accomplish something else. Maybe you should give up on that dream and search for another. Perhaps you feel as if your dream was too big to achieve and decide to settle for less. Perhaps you feel that maybe you missed your calling and that that ship has sailed. Who told you that your dreams are dead, folks? Who told you? God is merciful. Whatever you have buried, dig it back up, folks. Agree. Father, you have promised. Go ahead. Shovel that dirt off. Know that you heard correctly and that you will get it. Believe with all of your heart. If you doubt for a moment that you might not be able to achieve what you want, then chances are you probably won't. One thing is for certain. If you believe that you can, then you will. If you believe that you can't, then you are also right, and you won't receive your blessing. You have to believe in God and yourself. When we believe and declare to the mountains to move, they will move. But if there is even a sliver of a doubt in your mind about faith, it will become your stumbling block and you will fail. I have had a few instances in my own life where I heard that small voice, that whatever my secret petition or my dream was, that it was going to be mine. As clear as day, I heard God's promise telling me, keep the faith and wait. During these times, I have also had people say to me, oh, don't get too excited, or you might get disappointed. Don't put your cart before your horse. You don't know for sure whether this is going to happen or not. No. Stop right there. What God promised me, I know will happen. I'm not going to believe what other people said. They don't know either. I know where that small voice came from. The Holy Spirit residing in me. And I will not let people discourage me from what I know I heard. One such incident happened about 2 years ago. We were being sued over an easement for a road that led to a house in behind our property. And come to find out, the easement in question was not even on our property to begin with. My husband and I had had our eye on this piece of property for a very long time. It had a house on it, too. It butted up to the land we already owned. I heard that still small voice tell me, don't be anxious. It's yours. Be patient. You will win this court battle, and you will own this property, and you will live in that house. I immediately started buying furniture and whatnots to fill our new house. A year before we won the case, I was buying things for this house. People thought I was being assumptuous, meaning that I believed it would be the case without any actual proof of it going to be so. But I looked at it as a given, that it was going to happen. And now it's been almost 2 years since we were served the court papers, and we are living in that house, folks. Can I have an amen? We are living in that house. But that's what I'm talking about. God likes to do for us far beyond our understanding. God has blessings stored up in heavenly places in His warehouse. But oftentimes, they are not delivered to us because we quit believing or we listen to other people. So they stay on the shelf and collect dust and cobwebs. Do you want to look back on your life and wonder what could have been if only you would have kept the faith? You know, folks, I fully believe that most people quit right before their dreams are to be recognized. If only people were to hang on to their dreams and keep pressing forward and believing. I believe that sometimes our dreams are just around the corner. We are simply that close, folks, to receiving God's blessing, and yet we quit before we turn the corner. That is where dreams die, right around the corner from success. Think about that for a moment. Are you struggling with something today? Is there something that has been placed upon your heart, perhaps, that has been there for a while, but you're not seeing any results for all your hard work? Are you thinking, are you thinking of throwing in the towel on your dream? Folks, can I strongly urge you, don't ever give up. Don't ever quit. Think about how close you may be to turning that corner, making a difference, achieving what God has promised you. If you quit now, you will never know what could have been. I'm going to stop here and take us to a break. And the first song is Never Surrender by Skillet.
Bring your brother. bring your brokenness and I'll bring mine. Cause love can heal what hurt divides, and mercy's waiting on the other side. If we're honest, if we're honest, if we're honest,
welcome back, Hope Show listeners. If you are just tuning in, I want to welcome you also. I'm so happy that all of you are tuned in here today, and I'm happy to be here with all of you. If you missed out on the first part of the message, or you have a friend that you think might want to listen to the message after the show's over, the podcast will be uploaded to the Shaziz page. This is where you can hear all the previous messages that I've done. There are two different Hope Show icons, though. The one that just reads The Hope Show is from several years back when I used to do this show, but The Hope Show Returns is the most recent and where you will find today's podcast. Today's message is about keeping your dreams. We are called out to have faith and believe in the dreams that have been promised to us. Even faith, like the grain of a mustard seed, can grow into something much larger with faith. It is not enough, though, to simply believe God can do miracles. We must believe that the Lord will do a miracle in our life. Remember the story that I shared with you about my own experience, hearing the small voice telling me that the property and the home would be ours? People would ask me, "Well, how do you know that everything is going to turn out like that in your favor? Why are you buying things for the house when you might not get it?" And even a few naysayers flat out said to me, "It's not likely this is going to turn out like you want it to. You're wasting your money and your time." Can you believe that, folks? Really? People can be so narrow-minded sometimes and oblivious to another person's feelings. When people said things to me like that, the only answer I had for them was, "I just know that I know that I know. Everything is going to work out for our good. It's been promised. We just have to wait." It was unexplainable to most how I knew, but without a shadow of a doubt, I did know. I held on to that promise in spite of what everyone said. Of course, some people had no idea what that meant and still thought I was being foolish, setting my hopes up too high, thinking I was going to be disappointed in the long run. But folks, if I had bought into any of their doubt, we would not be living in our house today. I am certain of that. But I didn't buy into all of that negativity. I stayed strong, and I kept my faith firmly planted. I refused to listen to what others said. I heard them, but I wasn't going to entertain the negativity that would have set us back and took us on a different path. If God has promised you a dream, you should not listen to people trying to fill your head with doubt. Only God knows the outcome. He is in control, not the people. Don't buy into the doubt and the negativity. Stand your ground and know what you heard that little voice tell you, and wait patiently for your dream to happen. Don't let fear, intimidation, doubt, lack of finances, etc., dictate to you that you cannot fulfill your dream. Talk back to these dream killers. Tell them, "I can and I will fulfill my destiny, my dream." Keep working and keep moving forward. Believe it will happen. I cannot stress that enough, folks. In order for something to come, you have to believe and have faith. And doubt is a liar. Doubt shows a lack of faith in God. Doubt gets you nowhere. It makes you give up. Dreams are very important, folks. Please don't let Satan take them away from you. Dreams are what keep us going, something to strive for, something that gives us hope for a better future. If you don't have a goal or a dream for yourself, or you give up on those dreams, what do you have left to work for? Are you going to become stagnant in your journey called life? Are you just going to go through the motions, settling for whatever comes your way? Are you going to be happy for the rest of your life if you give up on yourself and your dream? The Bible teaches us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, we cannot receive the miracles God has stored up for each and every one of us. How sad, folks, that it would be if by giving up on our dreams, we missed out on the greatest blessings God had in store for our lives. God never simply buries our dead and broken dreams, because in doing so, He would be also burying our heart right along with our dreams. Instead, He creatively turns our failures into fertilizer for an even more wonderful dream, a dream with even more potential than the last one. God rarely allows a person to see how great a blessing is that's in store for them. But let me ask you today, where are you in your dream right now? Where are you? Are you in a pit? Are you in Potiphar's wonderful house? Are you in a prison? In your own mind? Or have you arrived at the palace? I want you to ask yourselves these things. God is with you wherever you are. All you have to do is believe in Him and work toward your dreams and goals. I suggest that you put your dreams on paper, even. Don't just store them in your mind and think about them. Write your dreams down on paper. Make it your personal mission to achieve what you want. There is something about writing things down, no matter what it is, that makes whatever is on your mind more realistic, and it brings things into a proper perspective. It takes root, and when you see it on paper, I believe, it gives you more determination and motivation to see it through. I am a firm believer in paper and pen, and the healing, the motivation, the insight that comes from putting something down in front of you that you can physically see and read and to remind you every day. It gives you something to refer back to, a goal. You may have to come back to your paper and remind yourself, this is what I want, and I'm going to accomplish it, whatever it is, and however long it takes. You may have to remind yourself that you can achieve your dreams. The sky is the limit, folks. Whatever you set your mind and heart to, you can do it. If you keep this mindset, it allows God to work it out for you. You may have to tell yourself, pep talk yourself, every day. But that's okay. The more you instill within your heart that you can do it, your dream will be held safe within you in your heart. It's very important to keep taking steps to move forward and toward your dreams. For some of you, that might mean going back to school, getting a degree for a certain profession. For each person, it will be different. You know deep inside what the voice of your dream calls for you to do and how to get there. Don't be afraid to just do it. Just do it. Take a leap of faith, folks. Time is also a dream killer, so try not to let too much time go by before you decide to do something about it. As we learn from the story about Joseph, sometimes our dreams can take a real beating. Just like Joseph, you might feel like it's impossible to come back from all of that. Sometimes you might feel as if your dreams have been beaten so badly that they're currently on life support. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to let them die? Are you going to trust in God to keep His promise and watch your dreams roar back to life in amazing ways that you have never even imagined? It's a thought, folks, and no one can decide for you which path you will take. That is all up to you. I want to share some encouraging scriptures, God's promises out of the Bible to you. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and hope." Proverbs 16:3, "Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established." Psalms 37:4, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." Romans 12:12, "Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer." Philippians 4:13, I like this one, folks. I hold on to this one, and I say this one a lot. "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." And I truly believe that. Matthew 17:20, he said to them, "Because of your little faith, like a grain of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." And this last one, a scripture in Hebrews, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." And that is so true, folks, and that's another one that I hold on to in my heart. And when things, you know, seem not to be going my way or whatever, I think about that one. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. There are many more verses in the Bible of encouragement, instruction on how to succeed, and even ones that talk about not giving up and being patient, waiting for the good thing to happen. Folks, if you have experienced repeated failures, you might feel like lowering your expectations so you will be protected from future failures. But let me tell you, the devil wants to keep you down and out. Are you going to let him? Are you going to allow him to do that? You're stronger than that. Did you know that there are many reasons not to get into that mindset? And one of the biggest reasons is no matter what your circumstances are or how dire they look, they can change. And remember that, folks. Remember that. When you start feeling down and out and Satan is really working on your mind and lying to you, you just remember, things can change in a heartbeat. Just like that. In the time it takes for you to snap your fingers, it can all turn around. God never intended for us to give up on anything. In fact, he wants us to dare to dream big. How about that? I like that. Dare to dream big. Don't put God in a box. He is so much greater and higher than we are. So how do you come back from the fear of failure? The answer is this. You turn up your hope like you would a hearing aid or whatever. Turn it up. Turn it up to full volume. Consider doing some reading or listening on the media. Positive vibes. Meditate on God's Word until the pictures that they paint are so clear on the inside that nothing can shake it. If you are facing a seemingly impossible situation, remember, God supplies all of our needs. Picture yourself doing what you dreamt you would do in the future. It takes courage to put aside all the past failures and to press forward with a supernatural expectancy. But that is what hope does. It keeps you intensely focused on God's promise for you. It keeps seeing the promise on the inside, even when you can't see the promise on the outside. So how do you keep that kind of faith? As I said before, you do that by keeping all the negative information and the people out, and the known promises in. When you have hope and faith, the devil can't beat you down, folks. He can't tear you down. He can't stop your faith from working. When he knocks you down, you just get back up and get a deeper resolve to get back on your feet and keep going, pressing forward. Let all those past failures drift into nothingness in your mind. In fact, do that so much that you can't even remember what your failures are anymore. When you can do this, you will watch your dreams come true. You will live the kind of life that those who gave up will never know. Do you realize that we are the product of God's dream? Yes, we are the product of God's dream. God is a dreamer too. God had a dream, and here we are, folks. He didn't give up on his dream. Why should you dream? Anything God will do, he will put it into a thought, an idea, or a concept, and he will plant it into our mind. It gives you a reason to live. It gives you the ability to take risks. Dreams help us to overcome adversity. Dreams keep us humble. Dreams also give us direction by narrowing down the things that we do to the things that we need to do to achieve those dreams. Your vision determines your direction. Dreams help us live in the future. The future today. It is a seed. With the proper care, can grow into something truly amazing, folks. So with that having been said, let us take a look at why some of our dreams die. Maybe you will see yourself in some of these reasons. Maybe you already have seen yourself in some of the things that we've already talked about this morning. Sometimes our dreams are not good ideas, and God sees something better for us. If it is not God's will for our life, it will eventually die. Sometimes, whether you believe this or not, there are spiritual attacks. Attacks on our mind. Don't forget, folks, that our mind is a battlefield. Anything that will prosper you, the enemy will attempt to destroy. And oftentimes, the closer you get to your dream or succeeding, the more and the harder the enemy will attempt to destroy us. It's like he's working overtime. Dreams are a product of a seed, and it is much easier to destroy a seed than it is a tree. And that's why the enemy tries so hard to destroy that vision, because it's easier to destroy the seed than it is the tree after it's fully grown. Sometimes our dreams die because we lack wisdom and counsel. Many dreams lack nourishment, meaning that you have to give your dreams proper care or it'll fizzle out. You have to work at it. So what are some things that can be considered as dream killers? Here are a few to consider. Unfortunately, our family, friends, and close associates can be dream killers. Enemies, camouflaged as a friend. Diversions, distractions, disobedience to God's word, sin in our lives. All these things can kill a dream so fast. Think about each of them and see if you can relate to any of them. Folks, these last minutes of the show, I want to give you some more suggestions. Hopefully, something you can apply to your life that will help you set you back on the right track. First of all, keep your faith and believe that it will happen. But what about beyond that? Dreams are living organisms. Feed them. Continually think about them. Relate with other people who can help you keep it alive and going. Don't listen to the naysayers. don't lose hope. The naysayers out there, they are not your true friend if they're not willing to back you up and support your dream. Life does not give room to those who lose their confidence. Don't exchange your dream for someone else's, no matter how beautiful it seems or how much peer pressure you get from family and friends to do something else with your life. I hear that a lot, folks, where, you know, maybe a parent, for instance, will, you know, grow their child up to play baseball and get into every league and to go to college, and maybe they don't even like baseball. Maybe they pressure their children from when they were very young to, you know, follow a certain path and then go into college and then, you know, go into college for this type of education so that they can be a lawyer like their dad and their grandpa and things like that. Don't do it. Don't allow family to put pressure on you to be something that you don't want to be in life. Perhaps they mean well, but it is not their life to live. It's your happiness, your life at stake. Remain faithful to your dream, no matter what. The question is not about whether your dreams will be challenged, but whether you will remain faithful to them. Remember, God is in control. Lean not upon your own understanding, and don't try to do it on your own in your own way. God doesn't think as we do. His ways are so much greater and higher than we could ever imagine. Trust that it will all work out in the end for your good. Reject bitterness from past failures. We can allow life experiences and even people to harden our heart, and when that happens, the beast of bitterness takes over and eventually will devour your dreams. God has a plan for each of you. His invisible hand is working in you to bring that dream to life right now as we speak. So don't fight against him by trying to do things in your own way. There is a story about a little boy who planted radish seeds and kept pulling them back up to see if they were growing. Don't be that little boy, impatient, wanting to know now. Grow some patience and wait for it to happen in God's perfect timing. In Galatians 6:9, the Bible says, "Do not grow weary of doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up." Sometimes God puts certain people in our lives to help us get to where we want to be. Trust that God will put the right people in your life at the right time for the right reasons. Because God does use people to affirm your dreams and keep your dreams alive just when you are tempted to give up on them. Maybe you have a friend out there that, when you talk about giving up on something, that friend is your cheerleader and says, "Keep going. No, don't quit. Keep going. It's all going to be okay." How will you know if your dream is going to go anywhere if you give up? How will you really know if your dream is really meant for you? How will you know if it is what God wants you to have? Folks, let me tell you this. If it is rooted in God's calling for your life, if He sparks a dream in your heart, you won't be able to let it go. You'll think about it day after day. You'll keep thinking about it. My wise husband once said, "If it brings you peace, it's God's will. If you have to fight over it and struggle, it may not be God's will. If it seems too hard." Anyway, you will chase it until God has fulfilled His promise. So, to this, in Proverbs 18:16, the Bible says, "A gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of the great." Isn't that awesome? And how about this one? In Samuel, the Bible says, "When we are gifted for a dream, the Lord will allow a season of sensing a great expectation from within and around us." Sometimes God does allow trials to test those dreams. But don't give up or think that those dreams will never come true. During these times, hold on tighter to that dream and keep the faith that this trial or this test will soon pass, that it will just pass by, you know, and that you'll be back on solid ground again. God will give you direction on how to go about achieving your dreams. And I love this verse in Psalm 32:8. It says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you." As I said before, sometimes God will put people in our lives who recognize that giftedness in us from God. We are encouraged by their words to keep moving forward in spite of the trials along the way. Praise God for His new mercies for us every day. Praise God that He keeps that watchful eye on us and directs us. Praise God that when we are weak and floundering, God holds us in the palm of His hand and protects us and gives us new strength and new encouragement. And praise God, too, sometimes, folks, we really want something and we think that that's what God wants for us or that we'll be happy with that. And praise God, sometimes God doesn't give it to us. I know there have been many instances in my life that I've tried to do something in my own way because I want something. Doesn't matter if it's good for me at the time, you know, I think it's good, you know, I just want it. I'm just like a little kid, you know. You don't want to have to wait for it, so you're going to try to do it all by yourself. And sometimes I haven't gotten it. But, you know, every time that happens, something better has came along for my life. Much, much better than I had ever even envisioned. And then I go back and I say, "Whew, boy, I dodged a bullet there. Praise God He didn't give me what I wanted. Because now I have something so much better." So you can think about that sometimes too. Can I hear an amen? What would we do without God? God will follow through with your dream in His perfect timing. We can be confident of this. Folks, I'm running over a little bit on this hour, but I feel compelled to go on for a moment. It'll only be about another 10 minutes perhaps. Maybe 15. But I want to share some last-minute thoughts to leave with you in this upcoming week. Some food for thought. It's about perception. To perceive means to see and understand beyond the surface of the meaning of something. You may look at something, but that does not mean you perceive its meaning unless God allows you to do so. If you want to keep your dream alive, you have to perceive it correctly, even if you don't see the physical part of it yet. It takes the eye of faith to see the end result before getting to the end. And believe. There will be times when you will come into contact with someone or several someones who do not believe in your vision. That's okay. It's not their life. Some will express disapproval or try to frustrate you away from your dream. And you must realize that the enemy will attack anything you are doing that will result in your dream. And conceive. Spiritual conception is our way of carrying within us a vision, a dream that God has put in us, and seeing it come to pass. If you have perceived what God wants you to do, and you believe in it, it is very important to carry out the vision, guide it, protect it, and never let it die. and achieve, folks. This is another way of saying work. God worked and created us. He created us to work. He wants us to work in order to achieve His purposes for us. You must constantly examine your life and not allow yourself to become distracted away from your goal. Work reveals our true potential. And lastly but not least, receive. Your life has potential. Follow God's leading. It may come to you in a roundabout way, but it will never be wrong. One day you will find that your life has turned around, and what seems impossible is now a reality. Establish in your heart that the perception of the dream may not mean that it's going to be easy to fulfill, but it will come, and perhaps even today. Don't ever give up on God or yourself. I cannot express how important it is to keep going. Don't lose the drive, the passion, the fight within you to do what you set out to accomplish. Some of us will never know our full potential if we give up. Some of us will never know just how close our dream was to being a success because we did not hang in there long enough to turn that last corner that would have made all the difference in our life. Don't be that person left wondering, what if? Yesterday is gone. We only have today. Tomorrow is not a guarantee. Think about what you stand to lose. Give it another day, another week, another month, another year. But whatever you do, don't give up. That is the worst thing you can do. It says that you are not important enough to try longer, try harder. It says that you don't think you are good enough. It says, I do not believe in God or myself. I have no faith or hope. If you're a parent, is that the example you want to have for your child? Do you want to be seen as a quitter? You will be setting the stage for the rest of your child's life. They will think, look at what mom or dad did or did not do. Well, I guess I'm no better than that. Think about that. Your child saying to themselves in the future, I want to be better than that, but I'm not going to amount to nothing. I do not have what it takes. People, open your eyes. Dare to believe without a doubt. Dare to believe without a doubt, folks. Because true faith and true believing is what's going to get you there to that destination. Like I said earlier, in my own experience, I couldn't explain to people why or how I knew. Some of my friends are believers and some are not. All I could tell them was, I know that I know that I know. I heard that voice. And it's been promised to me. And I will not let someone else take me down. I will not let the enemy work through someone else to take me down. That's the type of determination, folks, that it takes to get to where you want to go. I'm going to close today with a prayer. Father in heaven, many of your children have abandoned their dreams. The dream that you gave them. I pray for restoration of their dreams, and may they find happiness and joy in accomplishing their dreams. Rekindle their dreams. Many of your children are calling out to you today, begging for your mercy to shine down on them and to restore them. For those who are backsliding, renew their hope and their faith in their dreams. You are the God that reveals our dreams to us. I impress upon you, Father, the urgency upon your people to hear from you, for something to put a fire back in their heart and prepare them to be launched into something great. Father, please keep their dreams alive in them. Help them to embrace their self-worth and to not lose sight of that. Father, many are struggling in life. Please soften their hearts. Show them how you see them in your eyes. Help them to put on the armor of truth that will fend off attacks from the enemy that try to take them off guard by feeding their minds with lies and distractions. Father, I ask that you be with each and every one of us this coming week, and that you would put a hedge of protection around each of us, our homes, and our families. I declare right now, you are working things out for our good, and our future looks bright. Whatever that dream is that you gave us, we'll prosper and succeed. For in your Son, Jesus' name, and by his blood and stripes, we were healed and the bridge was formed that allowed us to have a lasting relationship, salvation, with you. We pray only good things over our lives, and we believe that they will come to pass. And all of God's children said, Amen. Don't forget or doubt the power of prayer in our lives, folks. It is real, and it can move mountains. God bless each and every one of you this week. Until we meet again, same time, same station. Now, I will play you some final songs to end the hour. Here is some Jesus Culture with He is Faithful and Our God by Chris Tomlin.
when he has proven his great love for us, and we will praise him with our lives and proclaim our love for him. Sing it again. He's paid.
No. high.